Rocking.
Yeah, I was surprised how good the sound was last week.
I was impressed. Also, I thought Mike was fucking hilarious. I have to say, you killed it. You were on top of the ball the whole goddamn podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty wicked.
What did I say?
I don't know. Everything you said was like gold. You were really good.
I'm not going to lie to you. Mike, I'm sure, was fine, but that was a pretty boring show. It wasn't one of our best ones ever. But why do I have to lie to you guys? I don't. I can be truthful.
So, Jews are weird. Go, Keith.
They're like Star Trek, man. You know how in Star Trek, you just go, you know, like it's ludicrously homogenous, like an entire planet that all behaves a certain way, or violent Klingons that somehow made spaceships, even though they're all assholes that can't deal with each other and it makes no sense. Yeah, Jewish people are very much like that, I find. Like, they're cartoonishly predictable.
And welcome to the Vinyl Countdown, episode number...
118.
Like, you know, oh, this old Jew, like, they really do that.
I was actually forming a song in my head. I'm like, I'm gonna interrupt with a song.
About weird
aliens. No, it
would
have been Spinal Countdown.
Yeah. You know what's weird? I heard that Japanese people... from Japan, Japanese people relate a lot.
What's the other Japanese?
Well, you know, not Americanized. They relate a lot to Jewish people. Like when Japanese businessmen started coming over a lot in the 80s, they liked dealing with Jewish people the most because they felt the two cultures were similar, like hard work, grindstone, care about money, you know, responsible. But isn't that weird? Because in World War II, we all forget. How fast we forget that the Japanese were terrible.
Yeah, but the Japanese didn't give a crap about Jews. They were just like, hey, we'll take a piece.
They didn't love them, though.
Yeah, I think they were indifferent.
But you can't be indifferent in that particular conflict.
Yeah, in that conflict, I think they were just going to see how much they could take. Like, they tried to take China.
Why did they even care? Like, why... They were so far away from Germany. Why did they even enter into the conflict? Like, who gives a shit about Japan at that point? All the worlds were involved.
That's right.
They were like, hey, Germany, like, we got access to the other side of the states over here. Do you want us to bomb?
They're like,
hey, yeah, we'll go get them.
What are you guys calling yourselves? We were thinking the Axis of Evil? Well, sounds good. Yeah, that's good.
So they came up with it.
Yeah.
It is weird, though, right? Like, we give Switzerland a little bit of shit for being so neutral, and France a lot of shit for being cheese-eating surrender monkeys. No one gives Japan any shit. They were way worse than France. Yeah. France just gave up.
Well, we have to take a little pity on them because we dropped two nuclear bombs on them. And by we, I mean the Americans.
Yeah, no, that's true. They paid.
We fucked their shit up good.
They paid more than the Germans did.
Yeah. Well, they just figured out how to get back at us with tiny, tiny electronics. And they won. And then a tsunami came and God made everything right again. So,
plus they have small dicks, and they always will.
But speaking of Japan, actually, I recently learned of a term that actually fits your predicament. In Japan, there is a...
A big penis predicament? Is this where this is going?
There's an issue with...
Like kids that just refuse... I've heard about this. They just drop out of school and they just refuse to participate in the world. And they just stay in their parents' house in their rooms. And yeah. I've heard of that too.
Yeah, so they're called parasite youth. So
parasite youth.
Wow.
I mean, that's the direct
nailed
translation.
Nailed it on the fucking head with that one. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, I thought it'd be like fucking like... What's that German term, you know? Like
Wunderkind?
Yeah, or like the joy of other people's pain, you know, like they have all these fancy terms. Parasite youth.
Yeah, they're fine.
Shithead assholes.
I'm sure it's beautiful in Japanese.
Right. You know, it's water falling on a lily.
Yeah.
That's what it is in Japan.
Child who refuses to blossom and takes all the rice.
Yeah. Nice.
I feel like this is too loud.
Maybe. I don't know. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
It can't be worse than when we're sitting next to a funk band at the Imperial.
No, that's true.
That is true.
We'll just have to show.
So have you ever sucked a woman's...
That sounded better. Everyone lean in.
Have you ever sucked a woman's nipple and it tasted like onions? My friend J. Edgar was telling me about this the other day.
Okay, let's hear it.
Apparently he was sucking a woman's nipple and it tasted like onions.
Okay. So that was pointless.
So while we were driving, he looked it up on Yahoo Answers, and apparently this is a common problem.
I guess it makes sense, right? Because like secretions come out.
It has nothing to do with like eating onion type things. It's just like,
okay, now it doesn't make sense anymore.
It's just like some women's glands around their nipples secrete onion flavored oils.
Oh, that's not
she
good.
Wasn't like just smearing Doritos on her.
No. Doritos. What does that have to do with onions?
There's no onion flavored Doritos.
Yeah,
Funyuns. I would expect you out of all of us to know.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe like Sun Chips. I don't know, French onion Sun Chips, but.
Those are the best Sun Chips.
By the way,
I know, right?
Fat jokes were last season. We're about cannibalism this season.
All right, fatty, shut up.
I don't know how I'm going to make fun of people with cannibalism.
So have you ever been with a lady whose boobs tasted like onions? Or vagina tastes? Because apparently vaginas taste like onions frequently too, according to Yahoo Answers.
Just for our non-Canadian listeners, that use is a Ontario accent. Anyway.
Yeah, I got shit from that when I called into Keith and the Girl one time too. They're like, why do you keep saying use? It's like, how am I supposed to say you too? Like,
you just y'all. Say you.
You just said it, you too.
Yeah, but that's weird to say. I want to say it shorter than that. I don't got time to say or, you too. I got to say yous.
Or you is also plural. Yeah. You don't have to say yous.
It's called English.
But there's. Yeah.
I would expect with a tweed jacket like that that you would know that, Picard.
Where did you get English. That anyway? In a state sale?
I got it at Mexicana.
Took it off of a dead
Mexican
in the retirement home.
But I do like y'all. It's the only thing about the South I like.
Y'all's pretty good.
I wish we said y'all.
You know what?
There's no second person plural.
I probably won the hottest guy contest because
you are.
I am very attractive.
Argue with that, uglies.
Yeah, that's true.
You are pretty fancy. Also,
I'm gonna get a sash made.
Yeah, you should.
For April 15th.
Is it gonna be this? Please get two made. Get one that says mayor, please.
Mayor? What?
just for kicks.
Violent countdown mayor?
Get reversible.
Yeah.
It'll say mayor of Toronto.
They won't know the difference down there.
Yeah. I'll just walk around and wave, like the royal queen wave.
Yeah.
With your Canada cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Just chicks hanging off your cock.
We should get you a tiara, too.
Oh, yeah. You would look great.
You know what?
Tiara.
Someone suggested getting, like, one of those wrestling belts.
Oh, also good. Yeah.
Instead of a sash.
No, I kind of think the sash and a tiara would be.
Yeah, the more like homo.
I don't think you're looking out for my best interests.
I am. You're sash, so
I'm getting laid.
The sash is more portable.
Listen, every girl is going to want to wear that tiara. And how are they going to do it?
While they're banging me. That's true.
That's right. They're not going to want to wear the wrestling belt.
And believe
me, you don't have to wear the tiara. Just say that you have it.
But I could take the wrestling belt, put it around their neck. And while I'm banging them from behind, like hold on to it like handles, like reins on a horse.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
And us convincing you to wear a sash and a tiara isn't gonna make you look gay. It's just gonna make you look gayer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like and not by much.
Yeah, trivially really, gayer. It's really negligible the amount. Like on a scale of like potato to Sasquatch, it would be like a somewhere around a triangle.
I really like that system. That's the official Vinyl Countdown rating system.
Yes. So can you please tell Jay Langtry to stop texting you?
I know, right? Stop it.
Quit it.
Why was I texting you?
Quit it. I don't know. Why were you texting?
Yeah, stop pretending.
Speaking of
release the records.
Yeah, we got Picard, Craig, Joel, Keith, and me, and Jay Langtry not participating, but reading the newspaper that has nothing in it but ads.
I know, because I was so obsessed with these ads.
With the naked chicks?
Yeah, look at, there's like pages of fucking chicks.
Fucking chicks?
Yeah, awesome. Well, I would assume since chicks all in short fuck. Skirts and like titty shirts.
Chicks for fucking.
Naked
look who's talking, wearing titty shirts. They see through tank top over here.
I like it.
But is it see-through? Can you see through it in normal light?
Yeah. Anyways, who cares?
I didn't notice until they pointed.
No one listening gives a shit.
So getting back to Funyun tits. Carry on.
I'm glad I never ran into that.
I was already over that.
How?
Oh, okay.
You already explored that. I brought it up twice.
Did it say how frequently that happens?
No, but there is like several like Yahoo Answers like my boobs and vagina taste like onions. I'm like, how do I fix this? And it's like
you didn't get it from Yahoo Answers. You could like name any food product. I bet you could find someone that says their vagina tastes
how
like
is
that.
Babby
on
formed,
Yahoo Answers.
I believe was from there.
Yeah. Yahoo Answers. That is also one of them. But yeah, no, like they're like. So stumped, and there was no answer for it across the board.
Nobody even said.
Because
nobody,
people are like, I always
ask a doctor.
What do you mean across the board? This is Yahoo Answers. It's not you weren't on WebMD.
Nobody it might said, as well be. It's Yahoo Answers.
Across the board, no 14-year-olds had any answers to this question.
Yeah, I mean, I use Yahoo Answers all the time, but I never fill anything out. Like, who actually looks for questions to answer?
Do you work at Subway might be an answer. You know, like...
Subway's
that's a question, actually, Joel.
Well, thank you.
You guys, for subway, like, it has that distinct smell when you're walking past the subway.
Yeah, what is that? Like,
and then bread. It like, goes bread, into yeah. your clothes.
It's like bleach.
It doesn't
it
smell
goes
bread.
Into your clothes?
I've never smelled bleach from a subway.
I don't know what it is, but it's not the nice smell of baking bread.
No,
it's
it
different.
Smells like bleach. It really does.
It distinctly
really
just smells like subway to me.
No, what you're
doing. It's like a swimming pool and green onion as one thing. That's the smell.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird. There is a subway smell.
There's a subway smell, but bleach I don't think is anywhere close.
So we've solved the problem. If a woman eats from Subway, her boobs will taste like onions.
Yeah, we should answer it on Yahoo Answers.
Yes.
There you go.
That would be the number one
start
answer.
A final countdown account on Yahoo Answers.
Then some other podcast in Portugal will be like, there was no answers across the board, except for one very smart man.
Actually, that sounds like a job for Toronto Troll.
Oh, so that's, is that a segue?
Segue!
Yeah.
Speaking of segues.
They're not as smooth if you tell people when they're segues. Yeah. But,
well, I'm not smooth. So, the Toronto Troll is, in the past year of our podcast, we've discovered that I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I will fuck with anyone who fucks with us.
Hells
so
yeah.
I've decided to...
No, before you go on, I would actually suggest that you don't reckon with this force. It's so strong.
That's true.
It's so powerful that to be reckoning with it is dangerous.
Craig is the enforcer.
Yeah,
he's
of our bike gang.
What do you call it in hockey? The guy that gets in fights?
Is that your enforcer? Yeah.
All right, then we got it.
He's wearing his hoodie with the R on it. Like, fuck, I'm not going to fuck with the Reckoner right here.
I got this hoodie from Randy River, motherfucker.
Oof.
Yeah, in Burlington.
I haven't seen Randy in ages.
Uh-huh. Well, you haven't been to Burlington Mall in a while.
Did you guys know there was a 99-cent sale at the Salvation Army on Remembrance Day?
Oh, no.
I got so many shirts.
Really? Oh, is that one of them?
No.
Oh.
I did see one of them.
These pants, I got these pants there.
Sweet.
They were $2.99.
Wow, that's pretty high balling for you.
Yeah, totally. So go on.
So I decided to start this Twitter account, the Toronto Troll. It's at Toronto Troll is the Twitter account, or you can email me at torontotroll@gmail.com. And so what it is, if you have some asshole on the internet, their name might be James, it might be Michael, who the fuck knows? Email torontotroll@gmail.com or mention me, like send me a DM on Twitter at torontotroll. And just let me know who this is, any sort of information you might have about them, any online accounts, and I will start a fight with them. give me whatever ammo you have about them. If you hate them because they're fat, then I'll go just make fun of how fat they
are. He doesn't need a good reason. He just needs a reason.
It's a service. That's what
it is. A service. I'm providing a service.
It's a free service.
If you want to piss someone off, because I'm unrelenting.
He's good.
So if there's someone on the internet that you want me to piss off, I will do it.
I was going
to
say, for credentials, what was that dumb bitch's name from London?
Karen Bitchface?
Karen Bitchface. Go check our Karen Bitchface episode, a nice example.
I don't remember what episode it was. I think it was in the 60s.
Well, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That has been disproven long ago. Names hurt like crazy.
Way worse than sticks and stones.
Names that last.
Sticks and stones, that heals in a couple of days, but names, if you call some kid like fat faggot like enough times,
they turn into Joel. That's
right. Oh, snap. Or just faggot, and they turn into Picard.
Right? Oh! Where they're banging chicks all the time, and they're the hottest guy of all the internet. That's right, Joel.
Turn it around.
So let's turn it around.
Hottest guy of all the internet.
Let's get into that. First of all, do you believe that you won that contest because you were the hottest guy in the contest?
I believe I was the most charismatic guy in the contest. Thank you very much.
All right, yeah, okay.
I didn't look at any other pictures. But
even though Michael A. voted for the other guy.
You did?
I didn't.
Gold, let's check the facts. Someone pull up the internet.
Yeah, you can see on the forums who voted.
Fact one.
Did I?
Because remember I told you that when I was talking to you on Facebook or...
You have to cut...
Is it forum? Yeah.
Who did he vote for?
He voted for Medium Brumsky.
Well,
I'm not.
Medium Brumsky is pretty good looking.
First of all, I voted for you, and I think the facts will show.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Maybe you clicked the wrong button.
Can you even see because who voted for people, or is it just the
heart?
Oh, okay.
The truth comes out.
The truth comes out.
I voted.
First of all,
tell the truth, Michael.
Okay,
tell the truth right now.
Stop.
Alright, I don't know, maybe I clicked the wrong button. But in fairness, I did vote for you, and I encouraged everyone to vote for you. Even Keith said, I'm not voting, and I said, you should
vote
for
Picard. I know, this guy didn't vote for Picard. Even though after he saw my dick, he was like, I'm still not voting.
I think in the finals.
I think I didn't vote because I saw your dick.
I emailed you specifically, Joel, vote.
I saw your dick, and I went, I can't.
I didn't even look at any of the pictures. I just voted for you blindly.
You don't even have to scroll down. It's the first, like, half of the page is the voting.
No,
says the guy who won by 40%. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter.
But you know what the 40% is? Like, the four of us who voted for him. Like, I'm sure there wasn't a lot of votes in total.
It was enough votes.
Enough votes that we didn't make a difference?
Yeah.
No, to be perfectly honest, I only didn't vote for you because I was at work and I was like, oh, I'll do that later, and then forgot. So.
It is fair not to want to look at your friend's dick at work.
He was probably busy jerking off to it anyways. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I was. Yeah.
That's a vote.
His hand was full. He couldn't vote.
Were you guys following the... I didn't even really follow the girls' contest this year.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of hot.
I saw the pictures.
There was drama, apparently, again, this year.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
Really, a bunch of girls competing for who's prettiest. There was drama.
Are you going to participate, or are you going to sit over there and chirp?
Sorry.
This isn't the Peanut Gallery podcast, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, apparently, like, one girl, like, had all of her friends join the forums and vote en masse.
Yeah.
So she got, like, an extra 10% bump because of all of her friends were voting.
The other competitors should have done the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did.
So the real question is this going to go to your head? Are you going to...
Oh, no, I'm the hottest guy on all the internet. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, if anything, that makes
a man smoother.
That's a relief. Yeah.
When I go up to ladies, I'm like, hey, I'm the hottest guy.
Look at this jacket. Look how smooth
my sash is in the mail.
I do have to admit, your dapper style is... You know, kind of turning me on a little bit.
Dapper,
so,
you really do look British.
Yeah.
If Joel sees some words like dapper. Yeah.
It is true, the side of the table over here with Joel and Picard is significantly more together looking than us.
Well,
that Mike looks okay.
No.
Yeah, not me.
Handsome means as handsome as
so basically,
I don't
mean Keith
just
don't look okay.
So, I also should mention that I don't believe that it's considered credible if you have to buy your own sash.
No one's gonna get the sash. Well, fine, I'll get someone to buy the sash for me then.
Not me.
Not you, this asshole. I'll get some bitch to do it.
That reminds me, though, that is the power of Hottest Dude. December 3rd at the Imperial, we're having Picard's Hottest Guy party, and that wasn't my idea. That was some chick.
That's right.
Who? That Wendy chick.
Yeah.
She just wanted me to start the thread.
Just to be clear, I thought I voted for you. If I didn't, because Jen said the same thing. She was like, you voted for this guy.
Did you happen to vote on your phone? Maybe your fat fingers couldn't press the right spot.
Oh, this guy hates mobile phones. Let's go into this.
I did vote on my iPad.
He doesn't know how to use a mobile phone.
Yeah.
On record, December 3rd, I'm going to out-handsome you.
Oh, shit. The gauntlet is being thrown down.
Listen.
Let's all out.
Fine, I'm going to show up in my underwear. Boom.
If that's how you want to play it,
that's fine.
That's all it took for me to win. No one else showed their dick. That's why I won.
Did you show your dick real? For reals?
Just
for
realsies?
You could, like, piece it together if you had Photoshop.
How? Did you put it, like, in puzzles?
Well, like I showed, like, the fucking thing. I showed, like, the top half, and then, like, if there's another picture where you can, like, see most of the bottom half. So you can Photoshop it together if you really wanted to, if you had, like, the time to invest in seeing my dick.
Honestly, though, the one when you're in the bed didn't disturb me as much as the one in the shower with the outline of the cock against wet cloth. I'm like, I wish I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, there's pretty much nothing gayer about being in your friend's condo and having him take pictures of you naked in the shower.
That was my bathroom.
What about fucking another chick with that same man? That's
No, that's straight, somehow.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, it's at least 50% straight.
Yeah.
It's gay-esque, I'd say.
Yeah. It's 50% straight, 50% gay.
But everyone did seem to like my wearing the apron and doing the dishes.
I like that. That's the only one I saw.
Because you're supposed to pretend like you're a woman, right? So that's woman's work.
That one was funny. I liked
it. Wow.
I also did baking, but we didn't include those because they looked terrible.
The cookies didn't turn out?
No. And I did cleaning of the oven or something. I don't know what I did.
So you actually made food? Like you were like
doing... No, fuck that. I just turned on the oven.
Oh. Why even? Remember when we were doing the Keith and the Girl TV about how to look after a baby? There was a thing of putting the baby in the oven.
Yeah.
And Keith went to turn on the oven, and I'm like, no one can tell if the oven is on or off. Like, anytime a baby is near an oven, we can fake it. And he's like, oh, good point.
Wow.
He shouldn't have kids, probably.
Probably not.
So although in closing, I am very hot.
Yeah,
all right.
Can't argue. Yeah, I mean, he's got the credentials.
Yeah.
December 3rd, well, dude.
Till next year.
I'm throwing it down.
I'm not going to participate next year. That's just too much work.
That's like, yeah, with my stand-up stuff. Why keep trying?
Yeah.
You win and you go out on top.
I'll have the sash for 2012, and that's it.
Do you have to give the sash up to the next winner?
No, because it's going to say 2012 on it. They can make their own fucking sash.
So did you actually order it, or you just want to order it?
No, I'm going to.
You're going to.
Before April, whatever. No, I was going to say September 11th, but... Oh, I can order for that as well.
Just jump to mine. Man, it's weird though with like Keith and the Girl stuff, because that's where the hottest guy competition was. Even though I don't really listen anymore, fucking Scarborough dude did his first episode of The Dick Show where he interviewed Picard, and he mentioned in it how much he doesn't like Keith and the Girl, and Brad was like, yeah, they're real good. And man, it bugged me. I'm just like, fuck you guys. Like, I still have that like burning, like, it's my family. I can talk shit about them. You can't. Assholes. And then Scarborough dude's all like, you should post a link to that show on the Keith and the Girl forums because it's Picard. I'm like, you shit all over them. I'm not gonna do that. Anyway,
it's a dick show that he interviews people that he thinks are dicks. Why would you want why would you voluntarily be a guest there?
I don't know, I was drunk.
Fair enough. So I guess we're getting kicked out soon.
So
yeah, it looks like it's real soon. They're coming. They're coming for us. The Nazis are coming.
In addition to being the hottest guy, I also participated in a strip spelling bee the very next week.
I gotta admit, just following your Twitter, man, you live the life. Picard102. Follow this guy. Occasionally, he'll be like, oh, I'm naked in front of 100 people.
By the way, is everybody in your office an attractive girl?
I know, right? Oh, Jesus. My God.
Are they all named Alex, too?
Yeah, that's what I do. I just call them all Alex.
So Picard posts a daily booth on his Twitter, and there's always some incredibly good-looking girl next to him, and I fucking hate you every time you post one of those.
I know. It's so good.
Fuck you.
I'm not banging any of them, though. That's the sad part.
That is the tragedy of the entire situation. But
that is tragedy in its truest form.
Yeah.
But I got completely naked at the strip spelling bee.
Wow. Did you cover your dick or just...
No.
Are you aware that there's pictures?
There are.
Okay.
I told them to send it to me so I could put them on my Facebook.
Nice. So your Facebook can get blocked.
My dad started commenting on things on my Facebook. And I posted my Twitter to my Facebook now.
I would never do that.
I know, it's terrible. It's a terrible...
Yeah,
I
don't do it, though.
Quiet, peanut bag gallery over here. You
peanut bag gallery? What shit are you talking about?
Peanut bag. Nope.
Okay.
Alright, we're out.
Cool.
We'll pick this up on the street, though, right?
We'll get back to Picard's dick.
Yeah.
But I tried it with my dick, no problem. I beat Angry Birds with my dick.
So, part two of this episode, we're outdoors now because there was an unforeseen event. I guess we should check their calendar
page.
It's only
unforeseen because no one checked.
And so we're going to see if we can finish off this episode outdoors, but it's pretty cold.
But we were talking about my penis at the time, so next segment.
Shit, dude.
What I was going to bring up is I would never... Never ever put my Twitter on my Facebook. Yeah. Like, yeah, Twitter, right. I've pretty much just given up being a reasonable person on Twitter. It's not fun for me. What's fun is just to be a ranty weirdo, and I'm like, fuck it, that's just what I'm gonna do. Because it's a limited scope, it's mostly Keith and the Girl people, whatever. But man, on Facebook, yeah, all my stupid relatives and shit, yeah, they think I was crazy.
My dad comments now on things, he's like, not funny. And it's like,
really?
Like, things like,
oh, sorry, rape's not funny.
Then. I'm like, blackout drunk, and he's like, not funny.
Show him my dick to gay men.
His dad's like, where is the don't like button? Yeah. You can't find it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Dad, I have to hide these from you now.
99% of my Facebook usage is just events.
Yeah.
I don't use it for anything else.
Yeah, I use it for baby pictures, and that's it. And I guess email for people whose address I don't...
Yeah, it's handy if someone needs to get in touch with me, like the whole Scott Brownlee thing I did through Facebook. But yeah, for day-to-day, man, I much prefer the little world of Twitter. Like, it's clearly smaller. Like, I've also seen, like, people, like, pro comics will try Twitter and Facebook and then go like, well, fuck Twitter. I get way more responses on Facebook. But I also don't like Facebook because it's, like, too even. So, too even a playing ground. Where on Twitter, I'm the king. They listen. I don't listen to them. Yeah, I don't follow them. They follow me.
That's true.
For me, it works.
And your followers are going up.
A Facebook friendship is a mutual relationship, whereas Twitter, you follow or other people follow you. You don't have to mutually agree to that.
So let me ask you this. What the fuck was up with your rant on smartphones today?
I don't like them. You know, and you guys are just, you're driving me nuts with this. It's like this, you just can't see my side at all. It's like New Yorkers who can't understand why I don't like it. I don't like smartphones. Well, I don't think it's so crazy.
crazy. Tell me why.
I've never had a problem with a touchscreen keyboard or like pressing the wrong icon.
Constantly.
Maybe it's just
with that.
Your phone, though.
Yeah, maybe. But
your phone is shitty.
That's definitely a factor. And I'm definitely on Picard's side. But on the other hand, you're entitled to your own. If you don't like smartphones, you don't have to like them.
No, I'm not saying they should get rid of them, but like they just buttons, man. Buttons are so awesome. Like it just needs more buttons. Like if I'm sitting at Tim Hortons and a song comes on I don't want to listen to, I got to take it out. I got to slide a thing over.
Well,
I got to reopen
a
fucking
headphones app.
I got to dig through some shit.
No,
he does have the headphones. Look,
but all they do is
not for his shitty MP3
that's
player.
Volume. No, you need the Android headphones, which have the skip, play, pause, and this button will even answer a call. So if I'm listening to music, I don't want to pull my phone out. I just hit that button.
Man, all I'm trying to say is it's not universally better. It's different, and there's some things that were better. I used to be at the olden days with my MP3 player. I could just put my hand in my pocket and do everything by feel. I didn't have to. Oh, it's too bright out. Now I got to find the brightness, and it's.
There's definitely significant downsides. Like you can't play games as well. Like you know, the tactile.
Yeah.
Feel
of
a
button. You can't play Snake as well as you used to be able to.
Or you couldn't play, like, Super Mario,
heaven
like,
forbid,
a game or something like that that needs buttons. Like, anytime you play a platformer or something like that, they try to do it on a touchscreen, it's crap.
That's why the Xperia Play is a cool phone, because it's, like, it doesn't have a keyboard, but it has, like, a gamepad on it, which is pretty fucking cool.
But I have found, as a guy, because I'm in, my smartphone doesn't even, it's not a phone, even, it just, but so as a phone, I've got my little burner flip phone from 7-Eleven, and everything I need to do on this flip phone is easier. I can take a picture with it easier, I can text someone easier.
You can press three letters. You can press the button three times to get the one letter you need.
Yeah, it does have that silliness. But I'm really good at it.
You know? I used to be good at it.
No, I totally... Like, I hear you. Like, there were some nice things about the analog thing. If
I mean, you really think
down.
This first wave of this is how phones are going to be forever? No one's going to have phones like this in 50 years.
Yeah,
like,
you'll just talk to it and it'll transcribe your text messages like the iPhone 4S. Bitch! Boom!
But I feel it's very short-sighted to just be like, oh, this is the best thing ever, when there's so many problems with it. And my fingers, I don't know why, but they don't press the right shit.
Well, it's because
you're
a
fatso.
Soul.
Yeah, no, I have
both things.
Thin womanly fingers that have never worked
wow,
a day
those are,
ever.
Those are
there's
dainty.
No reason why these fingers should not
know,
be pressing the right thing. Let's do a dainty test though. Yeah, we're similarly
yeah,
dainty.
No, yeah. Oh my god,
your card's a little thicker than us.
You guys all have skeleton
of course
fingers.
I am.
Yeah, it's
I got
weird.
Them daint.
My dad has like the biggest, thickest fingers of a worker, and I did not inherit those.
Yeah, because I'm like, I got fat fingers. Oh, Jesus!
How
just
weird that he would have those.
Up for
yeah,
this.
Like I don't know.
But I'm very
well,
dexterous
well, what,
with my fingers.
What set off my rant was because I was looking up an email, and instead of marking it unread, it marked it junk, and now that makes every email from that person junk till I go in the folder and fucking unjunk it, and if it just pressed what I wanted it to press, that wouldn't happen. And it's like, fucking touch phones. Like, really? I'm just tired of this cult of the touch phones. Oh, we love them so much.
Maybe you should get a better touch phone.
That is a good point. But secondly, there is this concept of progress, and I know it sounds stupid, because maybe things were just fine when we had flip phones. Maybe that was just fine. I remember when the color screen came out, and I thought that was fucking stupid.
Oh, man, when I got a cell phone with color, yeah, holy shit.
I thought it was retarded when it happened. I was just... But then they added the camera, and then I'm like, oh, well, that now it makes sense. You know, but now that
you are so old.
I know. Yeah. No, I had
the original phone with Snake on it. Like, shit.
I had a Nokia brick.
Yeah. Me too.
I guess when the...
65.
This is how short-sighted I was. When the iPod was out, plays music, and then the next iPod came out, and you couldn't take pictures with it, but it was color, and you could have
photos
on it. And I was like, why? This is an MP3 player. Why would you want photos on it? That's stupid.
It made no sense.
Now look where we are, and now it makes sense. Like that was how forward thinking Apple is, and how, you know, backwards thinking I was, I guess, at that time.
You were a retard.
Yeah.
So. So I guess my question is, what's the use of being this, you know, like, Luddite, you know, like an active Luddite, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I mean, I like Twitter rants. They make me feel better.
But,
I don't know, you don't have to.
But the fact that you're ranting on Twitter kind of negates your entire, you know,
anti-technology
rant.
No,
you're not anti-technology.
If anything, no, I think you guys are the Luddites who are just fine and dandy with how things are now. Or I'm like, this is not how these things should work. Navigation should be better. There should be buttons. They got all the sides.
Yeah, I wouldn't call you
Why
a
aren't
Luddite.
There more
okay.
buttons?
Luddites,
I mean, you have an Android phone, so problem one.
Okay, fanboy.
Yeah, true.
Oh, listen here, Mr. Android tablet. He's trying to convert a tablet to Android. Let him listen to this guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to avoid this branch of the conversation because I've had nothing but problems with Apple products, and you guys, I know, are all against me, so I don't even want to bring it up.
But you've never had an iPhone, right?
Never had an iPhone, no.
And it's pretty fucking spectacular. Like, you've seen me talk to my iPhone and it texts people.
I guess, but also
my
the
Android
way...
My Android will do that, by the way.
Being, yeah, but it's garbage.
Being poor as I am, you know, I just get, like, I got this phone as because it was someone else's phone, and that's, you know, and it's neat. I use it for a lot of stuff. But then with iPhones, it's like you got to jailbreak them and all this nonsense. For my purposes, clearly an Android's better. It just works. It's just open. You can just do shit with it.
But isn't your Android, like, four or five versions behind what the current version is?
An Android phone in general is good, better for Keith's purposes. You're unreasonably anti-Android. Android's fine. Yeah.
No, I just happen to work with Android every day, and it's a garbage.
No,
it's not garbage.
No,
it's not.
It is terrible.
My thinking in
but like some
the,
of them do
the anti-smartphone thing is in order it for it to work the way you want it would be some sort of like 6 foot long machine with all these buttons.
With like a number pad on the side of it too.
Like Keith wants punch cards.
which
are you saying punch cards didn't work?
Yeah, why are you ripping up punch cards?
Well,
seriously.
I mean, sorry,
largely, like 99% of the time, I just use it as an MP3 player because my MP3 player broke and I was like, oh, I gotta order a new MP3 player. But then I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't have to. I got the phone. And it's just a constant fight. I miss my old MP3 player so bad where I just reach into my hoodie pocket, click, click, click. I didn't even have to take it out and look at the dumb thing.
Yeah.
Way better.
We should find you new headphones that have these buttons.
I do agree with that because, like, I have the iPhone headphones for the iPhone, and it's a double click to skip to the next song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, maybe those will do it, because those are the iPod headphones, right?
Well, yeah. They are, but I don't think they
work. It doesn't have the button.
Yeah, it's just the microphone.
Okay. It pauses, you know, that it can pause and
yeah.
Unpause.
Did you try double clicking it, because it might actually skip. Because I don't know. Because you're using it with an Android, so who knows how it works. But
very fascinating for all of our listeners who want to use an Android phone with an iPhone headphones.
The point is...
Keith is wrong, and Android is a piece of shit.
Actually, no. Now, the more I think about it, Keith is right. It's just we live in the world sorry, he's right.
He is right.
It's just...
I would take.
You need a physical keyboard.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he's right.
I absolutely love that keyboard. I mean, I'm starting to write a new short story on my phone because I got a keyboard. Yeah, do that on your phone.
Could though.
Yeah.
Because no one ever writes, "I'll meet you fiendish" on an iPhone. That never happens.
But like, it's just a matter of getting used to the keyboard. Like, this is totally uninteresting.
We've already established that, for whatever reason, my fingers don't press the right spot.
But
it's
probably a fault of your phone not being accurate enough with the touchscreen.
Maybe.
You know, one day Keith will sit down with your phone, and I'll make sure we get it updated. And you'll see a great difference.
I don't know. Who cares anymore? This is boring.
Can we just agree?
Let's just talk about my dick again, all right? Yeah. Let's agree that my dick is the best dick on all the forums.
You know what?
Of all the internet.
I'm going to say this. I don't think your dick is touch sensitive enough.
I agree. I wish it was more touch sensitive. I wish I could come, like, immediately.
That does sound like not such a bad problem, right? Premature ejaculation.
Yeah, I know. It's like you just come right away.
Did you ever think that maybe that if you just... if you just came all the time, that it would just take all the meaning out of orgasms and just ruin your life?
Like, you just come always?
Why you gotta ruin my dreams?
At first you think it would be great, but then you're like, wait a second. Would it just ruin your whole existence?
Not really. No.
Maybe it'd be like a thing where you just get so used to it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you look forward to it.
I think it would ruin your relationships.
Well, yeah.
But... I think from a selfish point of view, it'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't it be weird if just as an experiment, like, just evolution did make, like, a fish or something that was just coming all the time?
Let's see if it works.
And it doesn't at all. Just
scientists, scientists who are listening, get on that. Make genetically engineer something, some animal, that can just be jizzing all the time.
Or it does work, and the oceans are just jizz, and aliens come down, they're like, what the fuck happened here? That's disgusting.
So, if you were... Okay, how about this? What if you were in a state of constant orgasm?
Isn't that what we're talking about?
I would get nothing done.
Yeah.
Until I got used to it, and then I didn't care anymore.
Do you think your brain would just level out?
Yeah.
And
then you'd have to get a higher high.
But then what do you have to look forward to?
Then you move on to heroin.
Crack cocaine.
Yeah.
This is why heroin addicts are always chasing the dragon, I guess.
Have you ever made a girl squirt?
No. I kind of wish that chick walking by was listening to music and she heard what you just said. That would have been awesome.
Let's wait till another one comes by, then.
Here comes the dude.
I did very recently for the first time.
Upstairs.
It was very interesting. She was like, she didn't even tell me while it was happening, but I was like, wow, you're really wet for all of a sudden for some reason. And then afterwards, her mattress was soaked. It's like, oh.
And it's not your
fuck
mom.
Fuck yeah.
Right? She's coming to 10 next week.
It's not my mom, no.
Try it out, though.
Yeah. Okay.
See if it's transferable.
What else? What's the worst thing that could happen?
That could work. I don't know. I'll see what happens.
So it's just from straight up fucking?
Yeah, well.
Or you didn't do any G-spot manipulation or anything?
Well, fucking, she was laying down flat on the bed and I was fucking her from behind, I guess, from on top of her.
Okay.
I guess, I don't know. Things are happening.
Something was happening.
A lot of people were there.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
There were a lot of people shouting things.
All of a sudden, it just got really wet for some reason. I was like, well, I guess she's really excited. This is fucking awesome. And then afterwards, I looked at the bed and it was soaked right through to the mattress. Gross. The mattress soaked. She changed the sheets and then she put new sheets on top. And it was still soaked, so she put a towel on top, and it went through the towel.
Jesus. See, I don't think I would count that as squirting unless it went up your nose, kind of thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's more
you only
like
count
flooding.
It as squirting because it went through your nose.
Yeah. I mean, it's impressive,
but it's gotta have some force behind it.
Well, she said she squirted.
All right.
Yeah, she was face down. Like there's
yeah, I wouldn't feel
force.
It.
Yeah, it's got nowhere to go but into the mattress.
Fair enough.
And the mattress it did go.
So,
does your mattress smell weird now?
It was her mattress, so I don't care.
You don't have a mattress, you have a couch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I actually had a really, really stressful month last month, and,
were too many girls were squirting on you?
No, I realized that I hadn't jerked off in a month.
Wow.
In a solid month.
That reminds me, because we talked about this before, but, jerking off, and Joel was like, well, you know, you're busy, and sometimes you just don't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're fucking crazy. But then the counterpoint was Craig was saying when he didn't have a job, he jerked off all the time.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I don't have a job, but when my Scott Bromley XO was, ready to come out and almost done, I didn't jerk off for 2 days, because I was busy, I was doing stuff.
Totally.
Jesus Christ, Joel's right. I just haven't had a job in so long.
Yeah, if you have a job, then, you just kind of get locked in the day-to-day shit, and so the last time we recorded a show here
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
That was only 2 weeks ago, so you didn't.
He jerked off while he was recording.
He jerked off into all your beers. And I was like, why?
But I mentioned it on the show, but I had crazy diarrhea that day.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then
it helps you jerk off?
No. I'm getting to it. Just strap it. It's going to be a fucking ride here. So,
diarrhea helps Joel jerk off. End of story.
No. So
I
had crazy diarrhea, and then, of course, my friend Sherwin, who was on the show last week, was in town, and the next day, him and I went to this design conference, and I was, feeling kind of iffy, but I woke up that morning, and my balls were fucking hurting.
The blue balls. I've heard that.
And that's immediately what I thought, I haven't jerked off in, a month. It's got to be blue balls.
Blue balls are.
You only heard of blue balls. You've never had it.
No.
Really?
Oh, they're the worst.
Everyone else had it, right? Yeah. It's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
It's a real thing. It's the worst. Everyone has to stop saying it's not real.
Yeah. So is that always
how it
works?
Chicks, you don't have balls. You don't know what it's like.
You just don't come for too long.
Well, I haven't had it for that.
If you don't come and then you get aroused and then you don't come again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's how it kicks in.
Okay. Because then your balls expect you to come, so it starts reproducing more, and it's just pressure in there.
But anyway, this is what I'm thinking.
When you do finally come, it's just it's painful almost, but you just got
to
get it out. It's a real thing, and it's the worst. Sorry, go on.
So, sure, there's this thing called Picha Kucha. It's a anti-design conference, and Sherwin's like, oh yeah, you should come to this thing. It's going to be fun.
Anti-design.
Yeah, it's basically just a bunch of designers telling stories that
aren't. So it's a design conference.
It is, but
like how anti-folk is folk.
No, but
is it like how our show is a video game content?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of designers telling stories and giving presentations that aren't about their work.
Speaking about video games, Skyrim's fucking awesome. Play it. Okay, moving on. There's our video game segment.
cut.
So anyway, I'm, you know, like Sherwin comes over for dinner and like my fucking balls are killing me and I'm and I'm trying to bail.
I like where this the little things you don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dinner parties.
And I'm like, I don't want to go to this thing tonight, kind of thing. And he's like, ah, come on, man. I'm like, no, I'm really hungover from last night, kind of thing. He's like, come on, really, come on. Let's
the anti conference.
Yeah.
You can't not go to the anti conference.
Don't think of yourself as hungover. Think of yourself as being anti sober.
Exactly. And then of course Jen is like, yeah, you should go. How often is Sherwin in town? I'm like, yeah. Fuck. So basically I'm like, okay. So I go and I'm like watching this thing, and all like the entire time I'm watching, I'm just like, ow, 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 my fucking nuts. This is ridiculous. And I get home that night and I pound one out. I'm like, enough is enough. I just have to fucking do this. And I'm like, okay, hopefully I've solved this shit. Next morning, still hurting.
Was it one of those times when like you had to come so bad, you're like, this just needs to happen, so you only think of dudes?
No. No.
Wow.
Hey, what if he had said yes? I think it was a worthwhile question.
No, I mean, like, kudos for fishing there, but no.
Yes, it was one of those. Wait.
Oh.
Just supple, oily abs is all you think about.
We're still talking about jerking off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did, and I thought this would solve the issue. Next day, still in pain. I take a shower. I kind of come out of the shower, and I, you know, like, I'm
a month's a long time.
I'm looking, and I'm like, my fucking nuts are huge.
Oh, God.
Like, they're, like, double the fucking size.
Your testicles,
normal.
You mean.
Yeah. I do mean my testicles, yes. And I actually, like, get out of the shower, and I'm like, Jen, are my nuts big? She's like, yeah. Yeah, they're really big.
Show your wife your testicles.
Yes. Picard is shouting this for people walking into the bar.
For his own amusement.
So I show her.
Ruining the whole experience for everyone listening.
I kind of like it.
This is the night before I, you know, say, are my balls giant.
Balls!
Yeah. We got it. We're all on the same bandwagon now.
Testes!
Penises!
I feel left out now.
Say ejaculate.
Ejaculate.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the game.
This guy right here.
That was our first caper.
We did it.
The next day is our anniversary.
Oh.
Oh, and you have to bang her for sure.
Except I'm in so much goddamn pain. Oh, so we go out for dinner, and I'm like, at dinner, kind of around dessert, I'm like, I think I need to go to emergency tonight.
Like an emergency full body massage?
No, like emergency hospital.
Emergency
kind of
blowjob.
I'm like, this is insane. So anyway, long story short, I go to emergency.
Did they get gay leeches to suck the jizz out of your nuts?
No, it turns out it isn't blue balls at all.
Oh.
It's
cancer. It's nice to know.
No, it's a flu.
Ball flu?
Yeah. No, because apparently certain flus, you can get an infection in your balls.
Shit.
So, and that's what I had, and I had to take antibiotics for a week.
So everyone get your flu shot right away.
Though, in your balls, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Right in. To be fair, though, you probably also...
I would recommend it in your balls.
Joel will do it for you. He has the needles.
Yeah.
You probably also did have blue balls, though. You probably had both.
I probably had both.
If the doctor won't do it for you, you just walk around on the street until you find a needle, and then use that.
But this is the worst part about it, is I go to emergency, and I'm like, my testicles are probably double or triple their size.
Jesus, fuck.
This is fucking crazy. And so they, you know, they route me through whatever, and then the doctor comes in, and she's a hot young intern.
Aw, fuck yeah.
Geez.
You would think, fuck,
I'd be
yeah.
like, look at my balls, no. bitch. Yeah, then look at this dick.
It's
suck
awkward,
it.
Right?
No,
boom.
It was so awkward.
Oh, you didn't make her suck your dick?
No. And the worst part is...
You fucked up, dude.
The doctor said you got to suck out the poison or something.
So
better get started.
She's, and you
he
know,
told
she,
me to tell you.
She delicately asked me, she's like, so everything works? Like,
I'd be like, find them for yourself, bitch. Let's go.
Bow, chicka, bow.
And I'm like, do you mean like urinating? She's like, no, everything works. I'm like, oh, yeah, everything works.
Say ejaculate. You're a doctor.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, I ejaculated recently. Kind of thing. But it was so awkward. And the worst part is, because it's emergency, I get in and they're like, okay, we're going to send you to have an ultrasound. and it's like a 3-4 hour
baby
wait.
In your balls.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of your balls?
No, no. I wish. Awesome. I wish they would offer that service.
I would have taken pictures of my balls double the size just to post on the internet. Yeah. Like, look at these balls. Look at these double balls. The size.
Huge.
Hottest guy contest for sure next year.
I know. Yeah, I'm winning next year's for sure. I just have to get the right kind of flu. But anyway, so the worst part is I'm in the waiting room and Hot Doctor keeps coming by and going, "Don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you." And I'm like, and I'm
looking
around.
Please don't forget about my balls. Yeah. I'm so worried you'll forget about my balls, ma'am.
But it's
please,
so
blue.
It's just
please.
That, it's so blue. Will you please fix them?
It's just that extra. It's that extra amount of pity that I'm getting there while there's people who are fucking bleeding to death.
Were you
and she's
hard?
Like, no. No. No, it's impossible to get hard when.
No, listen.
It's
you
like,
can get
trust
hard.
Me.
Start thinking about men, and you get hard.
No. Trust me, there's nothing that's a boner killer than, like, some sort of fucking deficiency in your junk area and a Hot Doctor standing there. You're like, no.
You haven't been to the same parties I have been to.
That happened to me in Vancouver. When I was a projectionist, and just all of a sudden I got this, like, stinging pain in one of my balls. Like, doubled me over for a sec. Like, dah, while I was working. And then it didn't stay that bad, but it lingered for, like, 4 days. So I was like, this is fucked up. Like, my friend Jay had testicular cancer, lost a ball when he was in his 20s. So did Jeremy, we know from New York. So I was like, fuck, I gotta go check this out. So I did go to a doctor in that case. And
the only case he's ever been to a doctor.
Same thing, though. I had to get, like, the ultrasound thing where they put blue goop on your balls and stuff.
Yeah.
And the chick who did it, because it was just, like, a clinic, wasn't even in doctor garb. She was in, like, a flowing floral dress, and she was Latin chick. And I was like,
God.
You shouldn't have this job. You're touching my balls.
Did
this
you is... tell her that?
No, but... And I didn't get hard either, though, but I was worried.
Look
but
at how good is... you look. You shouldn't be touching
at least,
my balls.
She should at least be dressed the part. Like, she could just be a person off the street. That's
it was,
insane.
It wasn't as hot as the Latin chick from Modern Family, but just take away the boobs and there you go. Like, just beautiful. It was crazy.
That's hot. I would try and get hard. I'd be like, oh, this hot chick is like...
Yeah, what's she gonna say? I'm like,
yeah. It's your fault. You're touching my balls.
Have I told my story?
It turns out it was nothing, by the way. Just
before you do, just one more thing.
Okay. Your bladder infection?
So while I'm waiting, I keep checking in at the nurse's station and be like, okay, have they called me for ultrasound? Because...
Do you walk, like to the nurse's station like a cowboy with your balls between your legs?
Like a cowboy.
I'm like, imagine, what are those punching bags that boxers use? Those
Yeah.
Or when you get tired, you just like a beanbag chair, you just boof on it.
You just bounce to the nurse's desk.
It's like a hoppity hop.
No, so I walk over there, and by this point, Hot Doctor is doing something else. And
blowing some other guy.
And it's
true.
This, like, hip black dude nurse is there. And
he's like, I'll suck your dick.
Yo, dog.
No,
I'm on the down low.
It's worse. He's like,
it's worse than him sucking your dick.
No, it's worse.
This
he's, like,
hey.
He's like, oh no, man, you can't eat. And I'm like, I gotta go eat because, like, I haven't eaten all day.
He's like, no, homie.
He's like, no, man, if you're getting an ultrasound,
it'll
you
make
can't.
Your cum taste weird.
Did he say no, or was he like, nah?
No, he was like,
dog.
Nah. He's like,
nah, dog.
No, yeah, you got that onion.
This is exactly
dog.
How he said it. He's like, nah, dude, yo, you can't eat. You're getting an ultrasound. You can't eat.
He didn't want your dick to taste like onions.
So I'm like,
all
right.
That's all it was.
Was he like, I'm going to give you your news in a second, but just while I do that, drop me a beat.
Yo, you can't be chilling up.
Fiddles. Yo. I don't mean to interrupt.
But this is the thing is, so I go and I sit down, and he comes up to me around all these other people, goes, yo, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were getting your testicles ultrasound, because you can eat with that. I'm like, thank you for telling me
I
in front
you was
of everybody.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what did he think you had?
So, well, he thought it was some abdominal thing, right?
Okay.
So he's like, oh, no, you can't eat if they're doing an ultrasound. But it was
so
just...
he looked at your chart finally, and he was like, oh, it's his testicles.
Oh, balls. Oh,
white guys and their testicles, right? Am I right, niggas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Always with their big balls.
Yeah, but
that's
it was
true.
Just, it was
true
just,
that.
Dog.
He was just trying to be so cool, and it was just like...
Like Drake from Degrassi?
Well, no, there was just like...
In his wheelchair?
Just because I'm a male nurse don't mean I can't play, yeah?
No, I'm totally not playing the race card on this. This
You're
is
a racist.
This is like one of those things where...
We call
it
the nigger card. You're, right
there.
Shit. Joe, why do you call it the nigger card to his face? That's not nice.
I hate
he's a nigger.
So
you can't call
much.
a nigger to his face.
So much I hate you. No. This wasn't the issue. This is like you're in a professional job, and you're.
And he's a nigger.
No. Anybody don't does say the
he
same
was.
Thing.
He was. You said.
I said he was black.
He's either a nigger or he's a spick. What do you want? Or he's a ching chong.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe this is the point where we stop yelling racial epithets in public.
No one's even here.
Yeah, there.
Except this guy's up here. But they can't hear us, so they're brown class. Like Eddie. A zoo.
Okay, so you found out you could eat.
Fuck me.
All right, you tell me about
that. You saw your mistake, right? You said you referred to a black person at any point around the card.
Yeah, that was my error. Yeah, you're right.
This is on you here.
Yeah, no, this is my fault. I should know. No, my point is that we're about the same age, this guy and me. So it was just kind of like...
So he had diabetes already?
Well, do you know what I mean?
Like, love at first
like
sight?
In a professional environment, if you see another guy who's kind of the same age and kind of the same kind of...
You kind of have to feel his balls too to see if they're the same size.
And you figure because of like the sickle
cell. I fucking missed you. Where have you been all this time? But anyway... No, you kind of downplay the professionalism because right. Like you're just dudes, man. Like you're just trying to
dudes with swollen balls.
All right. Anyway,
finish your story already.
Fuck them.
He was trying to be cool, and by him being cool, he was totally uncool.
Right.
That was my point.
Like you would prefer a little more professionalism.
Exactly.
Like,
thank
your
you.
Testicles, good sir, are quite swelled. You may eat. Fine, sir. Have this a fancy feast.
I would have appreciated a... Excuse me, can you... would you mind coming over to the nurse's station instead of telling me in the waiting room?
Right. That's he's like all. Yelling, that's like, all. Yo, dog! It's just balls you can eat. Go Mickey
don't
D's.
Worry
do
about it.
It.
I don't why know, would you it deprive everyone? Son.
Why would you deprive everyone else in the waiting room knowing that your balls were engorged?
Yeah, I guess so.
If I was in the waiting room, I'd be sure like, this guy has a balls problem. 5-5, ladies.
Yeah.
This guy.
I'm the lady. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm sure the old man who was bleeding from his eye was like a lot happier at that moment in time.
Like, there have to be just to handle everybody, like a shit ton of like medical practitioners, right? I guess they're not all going to be good or unattractive. Like, it's better if they're professional and ugly. That's what I want.
Well, exactly. And it's like, you know, like it's, I appreciate the fact that he was trying to bro me. I guess that's the,
I think the term is bromance.
He was trying to bromance me. Thank you.
We're still talking about the blackness.
Yeah.
It took a little while for us to get to the end of that story.
it was a handful of racial slurs.
This guy's just like talking about touching black guy's balls. Like, relax yourself, Joel. Just a black guy. Same as a white guy. I don't have to be racist about it.
You can pull a black guy. You don't have to be all nervous.
Yeah.
I think you could. They are into fat white people.
Oh! Snap, son! Snap! You got snapped! By this nigga.
Snapped. Let's change the name. You're two. You got snapped. It's on your show.
All right.
Either that or Tea Party.
God, this is... I haven't felt this way since episode 3. Anyway, moving on.
All right, so Joel raped someone.
Yeah, we're bringing back that...
Followed them home and then raped them.
Okay, so I have a similar, not similar, but a story about ball touching in the doctor's office. I may have told this before, but I'm going to tell it again. We're at the point where I don't remember anymore, so I don't care.
How long ago was this?
When did this happen?
Yeah.
20 ago.
Yeah, it was like 2-3 years ago.
Oh, you mean you don't remember if you told on the show?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell a story that you may not remember anymore. And I was like, okay, let's see how that goes.
I'm going to do a lot of drugs after we talk here. We forget everything. I was just getting a physical, and the doctor was doing a, where she touches your balls and cough and everything. And it was like the same thing, hot doctor, cute doctor, and I'm lying on the thing, and she's like, okay. And I was super nervous because of that. I was worried, like, am I going to get hurt? What's going
to
happen? And
do you think for professionalism's sake, they should come in and be like, now, to make sure you're aware, I know I'm a hot doctor, so we're all clear here. Yeah. You know, if anything happens,
You may get hard. I understand this is a natural thing for a man to do.
I would have appreciated
if you ejaculate
that.
On my bosoms, it is totally natural. I will not kick you out of the office.
Please, yeah, try to keep your jerking off to later tonight when you think about me, but I'm fine. We all know it's going to happen.
And that would be nice. And what would have also been nice, what is the phrase that the doctors always say? Turn your head and cough, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. She just said cough.
Oh, so, you did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you cuffed in her face. Yeah.
Okay, I did tell her. Yeah, I just cuffed directly in her face. And then I was like, immediately, I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. That's why they always say turn your head. And now I know why it's important for you to turn your head.
And turning your head has nothing to do with your balls.
Yeah.
It's got everything to do with their face.
Well, now she knows too. She ain't going to forget next time.
Yeah.
Next time she sees a movie, she'll be like, oh, that's why they say that.
And that woman became your wife.
That's correct.
Shit, I was going to say something. Totally forgot. Oh yeah, do you think you can catch a cold? Speaking of Joel's ball flu,
your sucking dick.
Yeah, like, do you think you could get a flu?
You can.
Say a dude has the flu and you suck his balls.
Of course.
Yeah, you can.
Dick. Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you should do a scientific study.
Like they just blow snot right into a chick's throat. Like,
yeah.
Pure snot.
So like going down to Joel, the hospice like you've been doing and blowing dudes.
Right.
Not a good idea.
Right. Yeah. You're gonna get AIDS or a flu.
Get
either
them to
way.
Turn their head and cough first.
Yeah.
What is that
exactly.
for? Is it to feel if your balls like retract when you cough? That's fucking
That's
weird.
Exactly.
It's something to look for hernias, apparently.
Mm. Huh.
Wow. Looked it up. Yahoo Answers.
Yahoo Answers.
I can't find anything.
Yeah, you know that professionalism with doctors? I wish they would also do that at McDonald's. Like, I wish you'd go in and the chick would be like, yeah, no, I'm fine. I know you'd be looking at my ass. You'd be peeping it while I'd be getting the fries. That's fine. That's the McDonald's thing. Oh, I'd be like, excellent.
By the way,
those black pants.
When my balls were aching, I went on the internet. I went to WebMD, I went to all this shit to find out.
Yahoo Answers?
I went to Yahoo Answers.
Niggernurses.com?
It was all fucking 14-year-olds. Yeah, it's Negro Nurses. So
yeah, oh, okay. Gee, sorry, yeah. My mistake.
Or colored nurses, oh, Jesus.
Speaking of crazy websites, have you guys seen fastforwardblowjobs.com?
No.
You must
what?
Go there immediately when you get home. It's so good.
Right now.
Do you get a fast forward blowjob?
It's like,
oh my God.
The best.
That's
it's
amazing.
Honestly the best site on the internet.
There's no dashes in it.
Better
there,
than
right?
Google. Yeah. Just it's more useful.
It's more useful than Google, yes.
Wow, I gotta look at this tonight.
I was thinking that.
Sure, Picard.
This will be in our show notes.
It's gotta go, yeah.
I just saw, by the way, fucking Craig is writing a text with his text thumb on his thing, and every letter is proper, and I hate him. I hate his face.
Because he knows how to use a phone.
I know how
Does that
to,
look like the site?
I know how to use it.
Yes, that's
all right.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
What the shit?
It's like a woodpecker.
That is really weird, man.
Is there anywhere they puke?
Oh, he's an actor.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah. Deep throat, that shit.
That one's good.
Yeah, that's impressive. Like, if a chick, like, if it pauses even for a moment, then she was really deep throating for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, right on the cheek.
I guess the question isn't, like, why is this a thing? It's, like, how come it took so long for this to be a thing? Do you think it was, like, when people just look
oh
up...
Oh, my God.
They just look up funny URLs, and Fast Forward Blowjobs was not taken, and he's like, oh, my God, I know what I must do with my life.
It came to him in a dream. Obi-Wan Kenobi was like, my child.
Well, I'm going to go pee, but you guys can continue
to run
Fast Forward Blowjobs for
It's funny.
Hours.
Wow,
during the whole ball drama, the one thing that was going through my head while I was in the waiting room was...
Fast Forward Blowjobs?
No, it was actually The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. There's that scene where it's like...
He stole
his heart. And the Grinch, his heart grew five sizes that day. Like, his balls grew five sizes that day.
You keep saying five times, three times, whatever. I need a visual. Like what are we talking? Like grapefruit?
Or like a boiled egg?
Like mandarin orange?
Like, I don't think I have the
like
biggest...
Like, how big were your balls is what I'm asking.
I don't think I have the biggest nuts in the world, so I'm going to
so
say, like a
size?
Mandarin orange.
Like, on a scale...
Wow, that's pretty big, though.
Pretty big.
Mandarin orange is pretty big.
It's pretty big.
Like, on a scale of crayon to
what?
Tornado, would you say, like, it was around, like, a Prius?
Prius. I would say it was more of a triangle.
Okay, we're talking triangle. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike's cousin had gotten on large ball.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
He said it was the size of a softball.
Yeah, he said he basically had like a grape and a softball because there was only one of them. And it was funny because he thought nothing of it because he was just like, well, you know, they always say that women like always have one breast bigger than the other,
right?
But like slightly bigger, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
So he was like, everything's normal, breast, nuts, same thing, right?
And then he died of cancer.
No, it was some kind of not anything dangerous.
It was testicular torsion. Is probably
it was called something called the hydrocele. It has something to do with fluids building up. Yeah, and anyway, yeah. Got surgery, no problem, all solved.
Now here's my anti-Christian point to that is that he was dating a girl. He eventually got married to her, but because she was like all Christian, like they didn't have sex before they got married. So if they were having sex, then she could have told him, your ball's too big.
Well, actually, he was dating Melissa at that time.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, it was way back then.
And
Melissa, right?
And that's what happened. He was like, he finally, actually, no, I don't even think he told her first. He told his mom first. He was like,
yeah.
And then he told her, and she was like, yeah, I know. Like, she was like, yeah, I know. It was huge. Like, why wouldn't you say something? She's at fault, too.
Yeah.
Well, so, ladies, if your man has giant testicles or a giant testicle, let him know.
See something, say something.
But yeah. One thing I did learn is that if it doesn't hurt, that's when it's cancer.
Yes. Oh.
If it hurts, you're probably okay, but there's also testicular torsion, which is when they twist, and that shit is actually...
Sounds like it hurts.
You can kill your ball, basically.
Yeah, it's like gangrene for balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basically.
How often do you guys do the check in the shower?
Never.
The nut check?
I guess
we're all at that prime age, except maybe Joel.
He's too old now.
It's supposed to
he's
be
too
like,
old for cancer.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 25 to 35 is like the prime age for a testicular cancer.
Yeah, I think I'm okay so far. So
how often do you guys do that check though?
Not very often.
I don't know.
I
haven't done it in
every
long time.
I feel up my balls all the time.
What about prostate cancer? Do you stick your fingers in your ass to check your prostate?
No, that's one I don't do. But
you leave that to Jen.
You know, while I'm there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. Something weird up there? I don't know.
I don't even get it done by a doctor. There's this homeless guy lives by my house. Yeah. He does it for free.
At the Oak Leaf?
Yeah. I roll in there.
Yeah. Oh, Prostate Jim. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Oh, you met him? Yeah.
Yeah.
You look creepy.
Even if you had testicular cancer, would you fuck the queen? Would you lick the queen's asshole?
Yeah, me and Guy were talking about this earlier. Like, we would, I think, lick the queen's asshole because, like, not only is it amazing you can tell someone you licked the queen's asshole, but I believe you're immediately knighted if you
well,
do such.
Yeah. And that's why, like, we assume Elton John got knighted in such a way.
Good point, yeah.
Has he licked Prince Charles' asshole?
I don't know.
The queen's. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's so old, but it's like, you have to do it. If the queen's like, lick my asshole, good servant, I would do it.
I would feel obligated.
Yeah, she's the queen, right? You have to.
I mean, you're going to have your own wiki page after that, that's for sure.
For sure, yeah.
I do it for the story.
I'd write the book. Yeah,
I would especially do it if they said that there would be a coin that would follow that.
You know, I bet you could get a member of fucking book deal based purely on that. The road to the queen's anus.
Yeah, there's been more ridiculous people getting
road to the royal rosebud.
Whoa. Buckingham Pal Ass.
Oh,
that's the name of the show.
But you'd have to really pad it out because the whole story is like I'm the only one who asked and she said yes. No one thought
it would be an autobiography that just culminates at asking.
Yeah. We call it Fuckingham Palace.
No!
It's not bad.
We have a whole series.
Yeah.
So I saw some graffiti in the bathroom. I keep getting reminded whenever I go up there. I was telling you guys before we started the show how I didn't realize that phones, I guess you guys were saying that it's like they need to make a click noise.
Yeah, so when you're in a gym locker room, they won't like secretly take pictures of other guys' junk.
Which is such a weird half measure because, you know, you can take the videos and no one can tell. They should make like a big like a projector starting fan, ruin every video. So I was taking pictures of these for the website and there was a guy
in
the stall. So I don't know what he thought. But basically the first one, this one just retarded. It was... don't buy anything and watch the 1% crumble. And it's like, really? If we don't buy anything...
I don't have anything.
No, sorry.
Thanks very much.
But yeah, then everything crumbles. All of society. What are you talking about? It's nonsense.
Yeah. Like, we should do a show from the camp while they're getting beat up by the police.
Yeah, seriously. The last people to crumble would be the 1%. They're good for a while. They got their jet skis and shit, you know?
Yeah, they could sell their jet ski, you know, to like... The 12%? I don't know.
They have an extra mansion full of just cans of Spam. Like, they're fine.
Yeah.
But then I was like, God damn, fucking activist kids. But then I look over and the other one was, are you ready for the Age of Galactus?
Yeah, what's up with that one?
I was like, yeah, now that guy's on my wavelength because I'm not ready. I'd like to hear more. I want to subscribe to his newsletter.
The Age of Aquarius happens next year.
Oh, really?
What the fuck?
So. Yeah.
There've been songs about that for years.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a real thing.
'70s. Yeah, it is a real thing. It's like based on the Zodiac or some shit, apparently. I think it's 2012 that is the beginning of the age of Aquarius.
Zodiac, more like Blodiac.
I think we're in the age of Gemini right now. I don't know. Age of Aquarius sounds better in songs.
So we had an email from a long schlong Sean.
Yeah, apparently we got an email. No one checks anymore.
I don't even have it.
Quite a while ago, actually, about custom-sized condoms. Did everyone read this email?
Nope.
So apparently, like, he emailed us about this website where you can order custom-sized condoms to your dick specifically. Huh. And he says it's, like, it's the best-fitting condom he's ever had, and he has a hard time not jerking off with them.
Wow.
What? So I think we should, like, all order some condoms from this website and, like, report back.
All right. That would be useful, because...
Condomania or something like that? And
just
he says...
Send us the link.
Like... You just there's like a printable sheet where you like can measure your dick with this sheet, like prints out an A4 piece
this
of paper.
This does sound familiar. I don't know where I heard it, but anyway.
Probably the email that you read.
Maybe.
you print out this like ruler and you cut it out and you measure your dick and like it corresponds to like this letter chart. So you have a AB dick or something like that, and you order that condom.
There are like how many can you get in stores? Is it just two sizes?
Yeah, it's like Magnum or regular.
Yeah, that's unlikely. Because like a regular is too small, but a Magnum is a little too big for me.
And apparently, there's more hat sizes than there is condom sizes.
Well, I guess it's
which is weird.
Too. Or but, like that was a big news story in India that condoms were all too big for their tiny cocks, and they were sliding off and contributing to pregnancy and HIV, but they were too embarrassed to say anything because they're repressed. And they have a billion people because they're fucked up and don't know how to run a society.
You think that's why there's so many people there? Is because they're
too small?
No, I just think
that you don't get a billion people unless you're a weird repressed society. Like there's something wrong going on deep down in the very DNA, and they must be.
You think they're shoveling like their cum with like little like plastic shovels into women's vaginas because they're too small?
I do think that. I do find it interesting that the supposed smallest penis sizes in the world are also the highest populated. So
yeah, that is weird, right?
Yeah,
that's not evolution at all. They should be the least populous.
But
I guess the women are stupid too, though. So it's like
my friend Kazu from Japan, who he admitted he had a small dick, but he said, "But it gets like so hard, and he might have something
hard as diamonds."
Yeah, because my cock is a little bit of the floppy donkey dick. It's not always all that hard. So if it's harder, wouldn't it shoot further? So maybe that is better. Because like sometimes when you watch porn and a dude's going for the facial and it just dribbles all over the chick's chin, I'm like, if you were fucking her, how would that get in the uterus? That's insane.
Yeah,
that went nowhere. Asshole, and then I punch my fucking laptop.
And then he buys a new one.
I live an angry life at home on the internet. Like, that dislike button on YouTube drives me crazy. Why is that there? I understand why Facebook doesn't have it. It's like a perfectly awesome video, and then it has 3 dislikes. I'm like, who the fuck?
But I've been very happy with the dislike button.
Yeah, I've seen some videos that have more dislikes than likes, which is very fitting.
Yeah, I guess.
There's
if something
a dislike
is,
button?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
thumb
what
up or thumb down.
Yeah. Red, it's like red. You've seen it. YouTube? Okay, yeah. Go for it.
I don't go to YouTube.
We don't need to explain YouTube.
No, this is YouTube. Oh, YouTube. YouTube.
It is useful if you see something with over half, like it's clearly mislabeled, so it's not what you expect, so that's useful. But when it's just those assholes, I'm like, really?
No,
asshole.
The dislike button for me is when I when it's like creationist, like dissing
Stephen
something
Hawking.
Well, no, Michio Kaku or whoever.
He's the hipster Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, he's the Stephen Hawking who can speak normally.
Right.
Yeah,
we've moved on.
Yeah. And he is in a wheelchair, but that's just because he's lazy.
Yeah. Just because he doesn't like walking.
Yeah, he's walking is so hard.
Walking is so 2008. So
speaking of hipsters, it's Movember now.
Oh, I assume
this is a phenomenon outside of Toronto. Everyone knows what
Movember
New York is, right?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to grow a mustache and raise money for a charity or whatever. A lot of people just grow the mustache for no reason and you look like a douchebag. Regardless, this brings us back to a blast from the past. Our friend James Anus, aka Michael News. There's an advertising campaign for Movember.
Yep.
He is in it.
Don't you love how Picard will alienate?
Is it the cowboy-looking one?
Picard will alienate every black person. Oh, yeah. Like, every black person he doesn't care. But one guy in this social media world, he's like, oh, no. I'm going to hear about this.
So there's these advertisements around, and it's these guys with their mustaches wearing shirts that say different things. And so, our friend James Anus is in a poster somewhere.
Is he I'm Not a Porn Star?
No, he is. I'm not usually this creepy.
Which is a dirty lie.
I'm going to walk by with a Sharpie and write, yes, he is, on that poster.
I haven't seen that one.
What's funny is like
Ossington in college.
I follow him on Twitter and he has not blocked me. Probably because he doesn't know who I am, which I'm pretty happy
you
about.
You didn't rapid pitbull him like Craig did.
Yeah.
Toronto Troll.
At Toronto Troll. Yeah, see, yeah, Toronto Troll is going to have something to say about James Anus at
but
some point.
But how ridiculous is that, too? Because, like, James Anus is a total douchebag, and you can't even walk down the street in this town without seeing him on posters. What's wrong with Toronto?
It pissed me off so hard at first until I realized that I could vandalize that sign, and then I'm like, all
right. Still, yeah, it must have been crazy, right? Because he is kind of our personal villain. Like, no one else even knows who he is. No one cares. And then you see him on a poster? That's surreal.
See, to me, that just means that we're doing something right. If we've made an enemy that is he's like a great enemy.
He is. He's a formidable enemy. He's like a Bond villain. Yeah, he's like so douchey.
Batman, it wouldn't be Batman without the Joker.
Yeah. He's like the douchey dean in a college movie, right? Totally, that's who he
totally.
Is.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Hello. So we're going to order custom condoms for all of us, right? Everyone's going to do this?
I don't hate that idea. How much
you could probably pay with PayPal money.
Although, then we have to reveal our condom sizes.
No, we don't.
That's fine.
But who cares, right?
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah. I mean, us two. High five.
Yeah.
Everyone else is pretty sad.
I'm good with whatever the normal one is.
Yeah, normal's fit me pretty good.
Yeah.
No, I tried Magnum condoms for the first time, like, at this sex party, like, 2-3 months ago. And it's, like, so much better. It's not cutting off the circulation to my dick.
Nice.
That's the only thing, I guess, because I don't have a raging hard dick 100% of the time. Like, once it starts to go half soft, then they're like, it's a pain because they're too big. Also, I was curious about this. I wonder if condoms, I feel like they probably don't work as well on people with foreskin. There's a lot more skin sliding around and stuff.
Yeah,
it can slide off easier.
Because they're a pain. I don't care for them. I don't want to be one of those guys.
Oh, I don't care for them.
But they are a pain.
It just feels good.
I don't care for them either, which is
That's why you have a child.
That's why I have a child. Exactly.
We definitely got an episode's worth. Anybody else? I got notes, but I don't really give a shit about pulling them out. We're out in the cold. Anyone got any
pressure? Yeah, I got my James Anus thing out.
You know what? Now that I'm kind of drunk, I'm good to record forever.
Well, that's true.
I still have Skyrim waiting for me, to be honest. I don't love you guys, but shit.
The only other note I have is chicks who will fuck dogs are hot, and favorite bathroom stall at work. So do you have a favorite bathroom stall at work?
I do.
Yeah, me too. It's like, I will only go to the third floor bathroom on the very left stall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
That's so weird.
Mine's the furthest right, but it's the one closest to the wall, and it's the stall. That's my stall.
Like, I have to go to a different floor, first of all, because, mm-hmm. like, I don't want anyone on my floor being with me in the bathroom at the same time.
I understand that.
Yeah, no, but I'm like, with you. I've also got one floor down from me. I've got a handicap washroom that I've started to.
So this
use.
Is a common thing. I'm not like weird. Like, I'm not going to the same bathroom every day because I'm a weirdo.
No, that's
my favorite stall is the one without the fucking shit streaks streaming down this toilet.
By the way, this toilet is my favorite stall. This is my question. Is like I personally take a shit and I look to see what's left.
Yeah.
What drives me crazy is when I walk into a toilet and there's like
particles.
Spartacus
is in the bathtub.
This is I'm Sparta.
There's
like stucco wall.
Yeah, there's fucking like spray painted shit all over the place. The bowl is gray and like a lump of toilet paper. It's like, did you not stick around to see if that flushed?
Yeah, someone's an asshole.
Like, that's why I have my alternate toilet location.
Yeah, me too. I have two toilets.
I walk in, it's, oh shit, I'm going down to the next floor.
Yeah.
I'll definitely check, and then I'll do a double flush. But then after the second flush, if there's still some stuff, I'm like, well, it's up to God
but
now.
But after the double flush, if there's like two, if there's a couple of streaks, then like whatever. You know, you did your best.
Right.
But it's I'm talking about the brown bowl where you're just like, you just got up and left. You left this fucking disaster.
Yeah.
I was thinking I was at the Duff Mall again the other day. I didn't floss with pubes this time. But the bathroom was just gross and generally pissy. Yeah. And I'm like, man, if aliens come down, they're just going to think we're so sick. We're just walking around pissing in weird holes over and stuff. It's like, it's not very cool.
One time in a church, I shit in the toilet and it would not flush down. There's just like this big log down there. And I just like, well, fuck it. I'm getting out of here. And I heard people talking about it for the rest of the day.
Awesome.
And I was like, well, not me.
How old are you? Why were you at church?
I don't know, like before high school.
Speaking of chicks who fuck dogs, so as you guys know,
Morgan?
Well, I am moving on to horses,
Morgan.
Somewhat. But
Morgan fucked the horse?
Nope.
Jesus.
No, this is a fictional
television. She didn't have sex with me right now, so I don't know.
I respect her more every day, though.
Yeah.
Horses, man.
No, so as you guys know, I've been watching the horrible show known as Xena lately.
Oh, yeah, right.
You were around. Greatest show ever.
But there was this chick, this Amazon, who was pregnant, and then like halfway through the episode, you discovered that like she's pregnant with a centaur's baby.
Right?
Yeah.
They brush over the fact that she did it with a fucking centaur. Man, yeah. Like
the mythical
beast.
Yeah,
that's about it.
I don't know. Like chicks who will bang like an animal. It's like, I don't know. If you're willing to bang an animal, you will bang me for sure, and I will be able to do crazy shit to you, and you will not care.
What do you think about people that are like, I wouldn't bang a dog, but if I had to, it would have to be bareback. I would not use a condom on a dog. Isn't that just so many levels of that don't make any sense?
Or if they were like, I'd bang a dog instead.
Let's honestly start with the banging a dog.
Right.
And then I think...
That's why I can't get into being a porn producer, because someday I'm going to get a chick to bang a dog. It's just...
Would you bang a dog?
No.
Would you let a dog bang you, though?
No.
For its own pleasure.
Why?
Because it has blue balls. You want to go to the emergency room and find out it has big balls from
black
dude?
No, I will just find another dog in the heat. It's way easier.
No, man. You got to let the dog bang you.
Yeah,
right, you're
A-fight.
Fuck your dog or not?
Yeah, fuck, man.
No, I would not
your little dachshund
dog.
Fuck you with his little dick? Come on.
I don't even care if the dog wants to fuck me. There's
would you let
lines.
It fuck your wife?
Well, sure, yeah.
Do dogs ever fuck chicks in the mouth on the internet or just in the...
God,
they
awesome.
Chicks blow them sometimes, right?
I guess that counts, yeah.
No, Mike's Mr. Mike, would you fuck a dog?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
How do you feel about
condoms? I'd fuck a dog.
How drunk are you?
Some guy was walking by. I would not fuck a dog, just to be clear. I would let my wife fuck a dog, for sure.
Well, it's up to her.
And if she had dog babies, I would raise them as my own.
Well, you're a progressive guy like that. You know, I understand that.
How do you feel, Mike, about if you had to fuck a dog, condom or no condom, on the weird dog date?
If you had to, a gunpoint.
Yeah. Custom condom, yes.
Custom condom. Yes.
Sorry.
Make sure it's not
just
something
real
off.
Quick, cut. Centaur by Buck65 needs to end this episode.
Oh, good point. Yes, absolutely.
I gotta say, I was in the bathroom just now, and I was looking for those graffiti you were talking about, and, I mean, just, what was that, this is the Age of Galactus or whatever?
Are you prepared for the Age of
Galactus? Are you prepared for the Age of Galactus? First of all, obviously we assume the guy writing that is not a genius, but did you notice that
you wait till the Age of Galactus?
Yeah. Did you notice he misspelled it and then tried to fix...
No, I didn't.
He tried to fix one of the letters to try to make it an A.
I also noticed in the stall, because I was in there taking a shit earlier, and somebody wrote, like, I can't remember the band's name, I just saw whatever band, man, they were so good. And I'm like, that must be feel kind of good if you're in that band, like, even if you never get a deal or whatever. Some guy
yeah.
is so excited that even while he's shitting, he's like, I gotta tell the world.
Done that, yeah.
The best one I saw this week, and I'm surprised I didn't bring this up earlier, because I saw it for a while. No, it said Occupy My Pants, which I thought was amazing.
That's pretty
that
good.
One's here.
Was that here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had an idea, because in New York, there's like every little bar, you know, is filled with graffiti. It's like the style. That'd be a cool music video, is just have a band playing in different bathrooms around Manhattan, and just, but also not just show them the whole time, show the funny graffiti. I think that'd be simple and good.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go down to St. James Park and occupy Toronto? We'll just go into the middle of it and just like buy and sell stocks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sell, buy.
Yeah. I love technology, like with my iPad and tethering to my phone.
Can we protest the protest?
I think the world is doing that by their total disinterest.
Yeah. I hate how they are the 99%. It's like, does that mean I'm part of the 1%? Because I completely disagree with everything they say.
Yeah,
for.
I know. Can I be part of the 1%? Can you bring me up?
You need a job first.
You know what?
I'll get one if it means I'm part of the 1%.
No, you won't.
I'll go on record saying
I'll be your manservant.
I actually do agree with the Occupy movement. I think they're just doing it terribly. I wish they could do it.
From the guy who let a dog fuck his wife.
You missed that part.
From the guy who let a dog fuck... You might remember me from such things as letting my wife fuck a dog.
And balls. Two times bigger.
And a black guy touching your balls. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they had some manner of point about the, you know, all that weirdness that went down with mortgages and stuff a few years ago, but...
That's their own fault.
Yeah, but I mean, society in general is so ludicrously amazing. You know, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, no, it is really the best times ever.
I'm complaining about a miracle phone because it's not enough of a miracle.
Yeah.
That's how, you know,
yeah.
It's the best times, it was the blurst of times.
But I mean,
the phone I use every day, I'm just like, this isn't good enough.
I agree that the ideal our parents lived and sold us on is not our reality. So I get protesting that.
Your parents talked to you, eh? That must have been nice.
Yeah, exactly. But
you didn't discover their weird porn on VHSs that they clipped together?
Well, between beatings they talked to me, yeah.
Yeah.
Savage beatings.
Savage, bloody beatings. Yeah. But
And dog fuckings.
Yeah. Did you hear that YouTube?
Lots of dog fuckings.
That movie on YouTube called Life in a Day, I think it's called.
Yeah.
They got everybody to film random stuff on one day and made a movie of just people around the world and whatever they were doing. I was watching it earlier. And one of the people was, he was teaching his 15-year-old son how to shave. My dad never taught me that.
Me neither.
Mine did.
We have fags over bastards. Here, these two guys.
Yeah.
Oh, love in love with their dads. Did you suck their dicks too while they were shaving you?
Well, that's the thing. I'm 32, right, and I'm watching this thing, and the dad is like, okay, put a hot towel on your face to loose, or, you know.
And you're like, oh, my God, a hot towel.
I didn't know that. I learned only shave with the grain, not against, from fucking American dad. Also,
I learned that from Queer as Folk, but, yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy really does suck dick.
Yeah, I'm not really helping my case right now.
No, not at all, dog fucker.
It's probably a better show than American Dad, though. Yeah. If you want to go quality-wise. Yeah. You know?
Have you seen Gigolos on HBO?
No.
I just started watching that last night, and they show, like, full, like, softcore porn.
Huh?
Have these guys just fucking these ugly chicks.
Oh, see, I was going to wonder if it's one of those things, like, you know, the kink show or whatever, where it's just...
It's reality TV. Yeah.
It's got to be. I mean, the girls...
The girls get paid to fuck the guys, apparently, according to Wikipedia.
They must. Oh, they're on TV.
I haven't even
been
thinking about it. I got one.
Okay. Well, so, bitch cake, grab a slice.
Nice. Quick postscript. I just wanted to mention that even though we got displaced and had to move because of another event or whatever, that bar is still awesome. The Central Bar on Markham, because they gave us a round of free drinks. That's pretty fucking badass. So, there.
People are curious and want to get dirt on the centaur and famous. I walk around with no shirt on. The easiest way would be for you to lie face down. I'm a man, but I'm built like a horse from the waist down. People are afraid of me, but act like they love me. Feast your eyes upon my nudity. I am beauty and the beast. I have plenty to say, but nobody listens because my clock is so clean. The hour hand is missing, so I'm famous for it. Freaky is what everyone's name is for. It's shorts larger than yours. I'm a centaur, for Christ's sakes. I like to eat rice cakes and listen to classical music. I'm told passion is my specialty, but really I'm old-fashioned. And I'm quite well-built as far as physiques go. So people seem to think that I belong in a freak show. They want to have pictures taken, constantly assuming my sex drive is three times that of a normal human. Asking silly questions like I'm the personal mentor. All they care about is my undercarriage, cause I'm the centaur. The porno industry wants to pay me lots of money to appear in books and movies cause they think I look funny. But I'm looking for true love, not cookies and crumbs. More than a sore thumb, I have a complicated mind. I'm not the favorite kind of companion for the average person. Sometimes things start well, but eventually worsen when sex becomes a problem. Or else they're unimpressed with the attention that you get being a centaur's love interest. You don't care about my next life, just my ex-wife and the intimate details of our sex life. Most people are curious and want to get dirt on the centaur. I'm famous, I walk around with no shirt on. The easiest way would be for you to lie face down. I'm a man, but I'm built like a horse from the waist down. Most people are curious, some want to get dirt on the centaur. I'm famous, I walk around with no shirt on. The easiest way would be for you to lie face down. I'm a man. So handsome, known to throw a tantrum, quick on the draw, got a job pulling a rickshaw. Rock star, talkative, talented, provocative, awkward, socially, unusually emotional. Way out of proportion, my heart is the warmest. Unfortunately for me, my private part is enormous, more so than normal. I'm also an authority in all sorts of important stuff. Morally, the centaur, historically horrible, adorable, not exactly, magically attractive, drastically endowered. Rocket-powered jock, human, not allowed talking about it. Don't even look at me, sideways or crookedly. I'm crotchety in more ways than one. Macho, watch out now. I'm furry and furious. Most people are curious. I wanna get dirt on Centaur.
funnelcountdown.ca.